Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome, I believe, to the 21st and final of the year of the ABCD. So thank you for sticking around and listening as much as you have done. We're going to end off with a middle of a... there's another one? Next finals and tests? I don't know. Okay, maybe this will be a 20-second. Stay tuned. Okay, so we have, we're talking about the different things that you need to have in a person to trust them. So we're up to the third one, right? We already said that if you're going to trust in someone, you have to know that they're a loving person, that they want to actually do good for you. If you're going to trust in someone, you need a second characteristic, that the person can't get lazy or distracted. And we already kind of realized that it's very difficult to find the person who will love you and is compassionate and never gets lazy and never gets distracted. But you also need a third one. The Chofetz Chovavos writes, he says, Vashlishas Shiyev Chazak. He has to be strong. Lo yinutzach v'asher u'chavetz. V'lo yimaneu maneu me'asas v'kashas v'teach. You have to be, if you want to trust in someone, that person has to be strong enough that no one can stop him. And no one can say, oh, you want to do something like that? No, sorry, you can't do that. Then I can't trust that person. I can't fully believe in my heart and trust and hope that he's going to help me if someone else could stop him from doing what I so desire. And that's why you have the beauty of Avinu Malkeinu, right? Avinu Malkeinu, we say, Avinu, your father, may be a loving person and may never get distracted or from, you know, trying to do what's best for you, but he does not have the power to do it all. And Malkeinu, a king, may have the power to do everything, but he's not necessarily always paying attention to you or love you so much. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Avinu Malkeinu. He continues writing, if you skip to the second, third part, he talks about how we can find these concepts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Vashlishi, Ki HaBoyer is Baruch Chazak Mikol Chazak. He's the strongest of the strongest. He's the mightiest of the might. The deepest of the deep. Nothing can stop him. Nothing could, you know, prevent him from fulfilling his will. And he quotes a pasuk and tells him, he says, Kol Asher Chavit Adonai Asa B'Shamayim La'aretz U'mayim B'chol Tayhim. That everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do in the skies, in the land, in the water, and all the legions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The Radak writes about the Malachim, the stars, the water, and all these, the Loch Ness Monster, and everything else that you may find on this planet. He writes, Avol hu oisa chetzei behem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does his will through them. Everything in this world follows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and what he views for you as good. And that's where the Bitachon comes in. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good. I'm a happy person. But everything in the world follows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. In a bubble, we can all agree to that. In a bubble, we can all agree to, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. But sometimes it's a little bit difficult when it comes a little bit personal in my life to actually be able to tap into that a little bit. And that's why you need to think about certain things constantly and try to picture in your mind and concepts and really dig deep. And settle something into your mind. And here is a great opportunity. It's a pasuk that says, "Kol asher chafetz Adonai asa," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything once. B'shamayim va'aretz v'mayim. The Sfono writes, "Okay, what in the sky, in the land, in the water? What's he talking about? What's everything?" So if you stop in a little bit and you think about the sky, the land, and the water, there are many very fascinating concepts that we're not really, you know, you may understand how some of it works, but you can't understand how all of it works. Maybe very smart people. But Shemayim, you have space, right? With all the stars and the galaxies and the aliens and Elon Musk and the rockets all going up. You have the space, you have the stars. He knows every single one. All the setting, everything is perfect. All the asteroids, nothing hits each other. All these crazy things that happen. How does it work? I'm not really sure. You have the Aretz, you have the land. You have mountains and valleys. You have tectonic plates moving and earthquakes. You have erosion and volcanoes creating the landscape. How did that all happen? I'm not really sure. Maybe some people know, some people don't. You have the Mayim, you have the water, you have the depth, right? We can't even get all the way down there, right? Remember that Titanic submarine that went down and crushed? You can't even get to the deepest of the deep. The water doesn't overflow, uncover the whole land, right? Imagine you fill up your cup and eventually it falls over. You imagine, how come the beach, I go to the beach every single time and the water is at the same place, maybe a little bit from the tides, but it's never like too far up, too far back. It's always the same. The water cycle, the rain, it's unbelievable how in sync the world is and how many different parts and pieces are moving on it. If you stop and you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls all of it, then you can really start to maybe imagine maybe he's controlling other parts of my life too and actually be able to feel confident that if everything else around me seems to be, you know, in sync and working, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for me and I could trust him. And trust in his kindness, that's the point, right? We're trusting in his kindness that he's done for me so many times in the past, do it for me again. He quotes another pasuk. He quotes another pasuk. Oh, I want to say one other thing, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all these shluchim, all these different things that are working through His will. But a beautiful concept I heard is, right, we say HaMalach HaGolosi, right? Sometimes we have things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu we would like for Him to take care of. And Hashem sends a malach. He sends a shliach. HaMalach HaGolosi Mikol Ra. Hashem sends a malach to save me from anything bad. But one of the greatest parts of Bitachon, what do we really want Bitachon for? At least a lot of us married folk, one day married to Hashem by all of you. Parnasa, right? But Parnasa, there's no Hamalach HaGolosi. As we say every day, Poteach Es Yadecha Umesbel Tzartan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you from His hand. There's no Shliach. When it comes to Parnasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of you one-on-one. He quotes one more pasuk. He says, Kein Yedvarei Asher Yetzi Mipi Lo Yashuv Elei Reikam. I'm going to go back a little bit, actually. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Ki Ka'asher Yered HaGeshem V'ashad Min HaShamayim, just as the rain and the snow fall from the sky, V'sham Elo Yashuv, and they don't return to the same place, right? You think one raindrop that came up and said the ocean ever landed in the same exact place? No, impossible. They do something. It moves around. Ki Hireva Es Aretz. No, it goes in it sustains the land, and if the water makes plants and bread and everything grows, right? A drop of water that gets evaporated, it never lands in the same spot. It never does nothing. It always is doing something. So too my words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Same thing, my words. When they emit from my mouth, lo yoshuv elei reikam, they don't come back to me empty-handed. Ki im asa es asher chofatzti, batziach asher shalachti. Rather, that word goes out and it accomplishes whatever I sent it out to do, and it's successful in its shlichus. The same way as a raindrop never lands in the same place, and it's always doing something. The same Baruch Hu says is my words. My words, whatever I say, happens. So when we're sitting there and we're davening and we're worried about, hey, what am I going to say to my boss? Hey, what am I going to do to get this raise? Hey, what am I going to say to get this deal, to strike this sale? You have to realize, hey, who am I talking to? I'm sitting there in the middle of my Shemona Esrei trying to come up with a bunch of plans and ideas. You have to realize that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to happen, it will happen. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to make the sale, you make the sale. We have to stop and catch ourselves a little bit in our davening when we start, you know, getting lost in our thoughts and our plans. Realize, hey, who am I talking to? I'm talking to the person who says, and it happens. He has a many shluchim, but when it comes to me, he's my one. He's Paseach HaSedecha. Let's try to focus on all these different concepts, the Shemayim, the Eretz, the mountains, and realize in the summer, throughout the whole time, whenever you go, if you go on a traveling camp, or you go in upstate, or wherever it is, or you're around, and you just try to notice a little bit of what's going on around you, you'll be able to focus a little bit and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, and may we all be zeicha to tap into that just a little bit more than we did yesterday.